Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump, jump. All right,
here we go. What's going on? Taz here on Taz and Moose. No Moose. He is out this week. He'll be back on Monday, I believe. Andrew Bogus sitting in for the Moose. Thank you for listening to our show right now. Of course, the great affiliates on in our great United States on CBS Sports Radio. That's very much appreciated. Also, maybe you're listening on radio.com, the app or the website. Thank you for that. Maybe you're listening on the CBS Sports app. Maybe you're listening on Sirius XM Channel 206, which is the home for CBS Sports Radio. Or maybe you're listening on the Sirius XM app, Channel 206. Or, you know what? Maybe you're following the show on social media, Twitter or Instagram, at Taz and the Moose. You know, if you want to call the show...
Attention, hotline fans.
Take two. If you want to call the show, it's a very simple process.
Attention, hotline fans.
There you go. Second time's a charm. That'd be fine. We got Billy right there running the board. Our man Billy's...
Not Pete.
It's not Pete.
No.
It's Pete, maybe 75 pounds minor.
Baby Pete.
He's got the bald head like Pete. And then, of course, Mikey B's running the board. Not running the board. He's the producer. He's the producer of the show, who's the king of kings. And then we have you, Andrew Bogus. Welcome. Hello, sir.
Taz, we made it. It's Friday. We did it. You survived without Moose. You put up with me. You put up with Mike today. You had to put up with Billy on top of me and Mike. You are a saint.
What?
You are a man among boys.
Thank you.
You are a podcasting icon.
Well, I'm a streaming radio sensei. I mean, I've
okay.
done that for years. I actually don't really need anyone.
Thank you for carrying us.
Yeah,
permitting us to be here.
I mean, I'm a proven commodity. This is well documented before we talk about what we have to talk about.
Science.
Here. Yeah, I mean, I'm a proven commodity.
You're not a stats guy, but
no,
you are the
I'm
stats.
Not, I am not a stats guy, but the stats are yes, I'm very successful without everybody involved with the show. But I digress. Happy Friday. So, we got to talk about another guy. Oh, by the way, side note, see that's how successful I am. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience.
Yes.
Talk about another guy who's had a lot of success, but right now he's in the news in the sporting world because of some comments made by the head football coach of the Michigan Wolverines, Jim Harbaugh. So he made some comments about the former head coach of his arch rival, the Ohio State Buckeyes, in Urban Meyer. So let's take a listen, and then this will get us rolling here, my friend. Let's take a listen here to Jim Harbaugh talking about Urban Meyer retiring.
Urban Meyer's had a winning record, really phenomenal record everywhere he's been, but also controversy follows everywhere he's been.
Mm-mm-mm. So that little comment right there, Andrew, as you know, has set a lot of folks off.
Mm.
And I can understand that. I mean, first off, I want to say, just in my viewpoint of what Harbaugh said about Urban Meyer, it's a little bit of an inaccuracy saying controversy follows him everywhere he's been. That's not exactly true. If you look at Urban Meyer's history, you know, his time at Bowling Green, at Utah, I don't think there was any issues.
Yeah, it's Florida and Ohio State.
Right. Yeah. So, and, you know, where he spent the bulk of his time. Two bigger programs than Bowling Green and when he was at Utah. I frankly, side note, I do believe that Urban Meyer more or less put Utah on the map. Utah began to have a really good program. But that's a different topic. But still, I'm just saying, I think Urban Meyer really helped that. That was back in like 2002, 2003. But anyway, regardless, no, the conversation is about what, you know, Michigan head coach, what Jim Harbaugh had to say here. I think it's a couple things. I think it definitely jumps out as it's kind of like riveting because, you know, it's the Michigan head coach talking about the Ohio State head coach. That in itself is you know, because it's such a huge rivalry for so many years. That in itself, I don't think that Harbaugh had to say what he said here. I also, like I said, I think it's a little inaccurate. But a lot of people are sinking their teeth into this. And by the way, that's courtesy of the TK Show podcast. So Urban Meyer was on the TK Show podcast. I'm sorry, Jim Harbaugh was on the TK Show podcast. That's where that went down.
Tim Kawakami, I think, on The Athletic, right?
I call him TK.
He calls himself TK.
Apparently. Okay, that's great.
So it's kind of like Baker Mayfield yesterday talking about Giants fans. Like, I kind of wish that Coach Harbaugh would maybe sit a few things out. Like, I like Urban Meyer as little as possible. He's right. One of my least favorite sports characters. I don't know him personally, but because of that controversy that has at least followed him through Florida and Ohio State, and just the way he's kind of put himself out there, just not my favorite guy. I got no sympathy, no empathy, no nothing for Urban Meyer.
But hold on, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Do you, as far as the way he runs a football program in a high-level D1 level, as far as his... I mean, you know, his win-loss, look, the guy's 83-9, Urban Meyer, out of seven seasons at Ohio State.
Yeah.
I mean, 83-9, dude, and won a Natty Championship, you know. So, I'm just saying, as far as a football coach, what's your thoughts on him now? You don't care, but you don't want him.
He's a great football coach, but with 31 arrests, and not all of them, you know, just nominal, like, disorderly conduct, like stupid drunk college kid stuff in
right,
Florida.
Right. Right.
And then everything that happened around last season at Ohio State, it's hard for me. He gets his due because he won football games. He's a good head coach in the game, on the field, on the sideline. But the whole Urban Meyer package to me is more negative than positive.
Right. I see what you're saying. No, I think a lot of people would probably agree with you.
Right. Reluctantly give him the credit he's due for winning football games, but otherwise,
yeah,
I'll pass.
I'm a little, I don't want to be on the fence here. That's the last thing I want to do. I get your point. I hear what you're saying. I respect your opinion. I agree with a lot of what you're saying. I don't want to say I give him a pass because that's not true, but with Urban Meyer, the thing is, to your point, a lot of the charges that had happened with some of his players over the years were, like you said, underage drinking and open container laws, as violations with that, and disorderly conduct. But as you know, the stuff that really was, you know, major issues with domestic violence stuff by, you know, an aggravated assault by people, either his coaching staff or whatever, and he was suspended, Meyer was, for the first three games of the 2018
right.
season, after an independent investigation basically said that he knew about and didn't report domestic violence for his former assistant coach, Zach Smith. And that's what really just, and then next thing you know, it took the lid right off of the Buckeyes. It just,
right.
Everything was going on.
So Urban Meyer deserves to be ripped almost at every chance, in my mind. I just don't know that Coach Harbaugh is the guy to do it on a random Thursday in July as he's
right.
prepping for a Big Ten Media Day press conference today because, and this might sound stupid, but like when Urban Meyer's whooped your butt all 4 years when you were head-to-head in the Big Ten, it kind of invalidates you. Like, you know, I want you to be coming from a good spot. I want him to take these shots. I want him to be wounded by people for all the things we just laid out. And I just don't know if Coach Harbaugh is the best kind of soldier in this fight against Urban Meyer because it just ends up maybe sounding more like sour grapes than actual
right.
critique
no.
of the guy.
And that's my point. I mean, Harbaugh with Michigan has never beaten Urban Meyer with Ohio State. And to your point about last year, yeah, no, the Buckeyes whooped the ass of the Wolverines and put 62 points up on them. Okay, they beat them 62-39. So, you know, I mean, it's like when that happens, you got to just kind of tuck your tail, shut your mouth, and behind closed doors to your staff say, I'm glad Urban's going away.
Right. And you know what? And like, it's not even like Urban Meyer is still the Ohio State head coach and we're building towards another
right.
meeting between these two. Urban is gone. Urban's in TV. He's got a fancy studio show now this season on Saturday mornings on Fox. He should just be off Coach Harbaugh's radar.
Right.
It just is a thing. Like you said, just pass on the question. Just move on. Don't even. And apparently, he was. I didn't hear the entirety of this podcast, but
right.
he was very, very open, very, very long-winded at times.
Well,
but this was a short, brief answer. So I think he was trying to maybe get away from it, but he threw a haymaker in three sentences.
But what happens is, and you know this being in the audio business, like I'm in the audio business here, you know, and I'm a podcaster, as many know. And when you are a content provider via podcast, and you host a lot of shows, you learn. And I'm sure this TK understands this, anybody who has a podcast, a lot of times without even trying, when you have a guest on your podcast, you'll get people saying things that they normally wouldn't say on television or radio. Because when you're a guest on a podcast, it's a different feel. And
right.
You know that.
Yeah.
It is. It feels more intimate. Okay. And you're just talking to someone and you're thinking, hey, you know what? This isn't broadcast radio. This isn't terrestrial radio. This isn't satellite radio. This is not broadcast TV. Hey, this guy's recording me. He could be like in his basement recording me for all I know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's no time constraints, so you're relaxed. You don't want to wear a commercial break. So, there's no nerdy producer looking through the glass.
Oh, you get that all the time here.
Like, go to break.
You could
what's
be
going
explicit.
On? He's got to be off in 10 minutes.
You can be as explicit as you want.
Right.
Like me on the Taz show, I'm very explicit.
I mean,
Dirty Mouth Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, I just curse for the sake of cursing.
Why wouldn't you?
It's great content. But anyway,
yeah, I'll do it right now. See what happens. So, see if Billy's paying attention.
Yeah, drop city. So, yeah. So the thing is, what could happen, maybe this is the case with Jim Harbaugh, you know, when you get into that, like I said, it's more intimate with a podcast as a guest, and you could say things, and you just assume it's going to sound weird. Not a lot of people are going to hear this.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I've had guests on my podcast, and a lot of times they'll say things, and when I'm done recording, I'll have the producer hold it, and I'll say to the guy, I'll call the guy and say, listen, I want to make sure you're cool that we're going to put this out, what you said here. I've had at least 3 guests say to me, now, you know what? Can you take that out? I take the high road. I'm not just going to, you know what I mean? Because if I have guests on, it's somebody I have a history with. I don't want to, I know that this guy, this happened 3 times with 3 different guests. So my point is, with Jim Harbaugh, I think it could have been a thing that if he had to redo this, or let's say hypothetically he was a guest on our show here,
right?
Okay, on Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Hypothetically,
right?
Yeah.
Well, no, it could happen. No, we had Dabo Sweeney on.
That's true.
He's a bigger. I mean, why would you see that?
That was a shot at Mike. I'm sorry, it was unnecessary.
I kind of feel like it was a shot at Moose,
Mark Malusi.
To be honest, because a lot of times you will do that and you will take shots at the show because you know it upsets Moose and myself, and Moose isn't here to defend himself, so I now have to defend the Moose. And yes, I know your goal was to take a shot at Mike, which I love doing on a daily basis.
That's where
as
I was
we
going.
All know.
I'm sorry.
So, but no, we had Dabo Sweeney, Mike. I mean,
I can comment on Jim Harbaugh
and begin.
I've been trying to book Jim Harbaugh for 5 years.
He's big leaguing you?
Yeah, Michigan's big league. Needle,
you know, they could stay in Ann Arbor and do their thing. Okay, fine. We don't need them. We had Dabo. He's a regular guest now on Taz and the Moose.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Exactly.
Yes.
So, I mean, I am not going to worry, and I'm going to speak for Mark Malusis, okay?
You ever run into Mark Malusis?
Not going to worry about Jim Harbaugh. I'll tell you what I can do. Okay, I'm going to pull my strings, and I'll try and get Urban Meyer as a guest on this show. How about that? Okay? Yeah, because I have friends at Fox. I have friends everywhere.
Of course you do.
You know that.
I'm trying to be one of
them. Well, you were getting closer to a couple of your comments already in this episode, but I digress. So the thing is this.
So good through Wednesday. The last 2 days, not finishing strong. Crash and burn.
You just can't seal the deal, bro.
Nah,
it's unbelievable.
Listen, took me like
the hardest part.
I know. It took me like 8 years to make my wife like me, so baby steps.
Anyways, so the thing is, look, and the thing too, and you know this, Andrew, with Jim Harbaugh, with Michigan, actually, they have a really good shot this year to do well. I mean, they're projected to be definitely a top 10, maybe a top 5 program this year. Ohio State's kind of in the pre-rankings a little bit higher ranked than them, but still, they have a chance that it could be the Buckeyes, the Wolverines could maybe win the Big Ten or go pretty deep this year. He's got a good team. He's got a good quarterback and a senior in Shea Patterson, who's a good player. Okay, you got a new coach with the Buckeyes in Ryan Day, so he's been an assistant there. So, you know, and they lose Dwayne Haskins, their top quarterback. They lost Paris Campbell, excellent wide receiver, Mike Weber, a really good running back. So you got a chance, if you're Michigan, to maybe take down Ohio State. Why are you going to take shots down? All you're doing is not only, well, you're pissing off. You're pissing off the Ohio State Buckeye fans, but Michigan people don't care about that. But now you're also giving a level of expectation to the Wolverine fans. Because, again, Jim Harbaugh, Mr. Bravado, saying something like that puts it out there. I'm sure there's a handful of Michigan fans that love that he took this shot. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, that's awesome he did that. But I'm telling you right now, to Michigan and to Ohio State, that rivalry is real. And Michigan has a chance to maybe finally topple them to Ohio State. I'll tell you a real quick story. I talked about this a while back with Moose here on the show, Andrew. When my son was recruited at a high school, Ohio State and Michigan both recruited him to play lacrosse. And we went to Ohio State on a visit. We did not go to Michigan on a visit. We were set to go on Michigan on a visit. We lost some money on plane tickets, but that's a whole other story because my son decided to commit somewhere else before we were supposed to go to Michigan.
I'm sure he don't hold it over his head at all.
No. So we lost a few bucks on that because, you know, when your kid, people might not notice, when your kid's getting recruited, you're paying for, unless he's a senior, you're paying for your flights, right, you know, and your hotel stay. So anyways, when we were at Ohio
State. You know why this pool doesn't have a rock slide? Because we didn't go to Michigan that one time, and we lost, and we didn't get our money back, and I used our pool money on Michigan, and we didn't even go there. But don't worry, I digress.
And by the way, it's not like the Michigan coaches weren't, the lacrosse coaches weren't mad that he Oof, that's a whole nother story. He didn't know. Whatever. That's a different topic.
We don't have a long stick, Mitty. Your dad doesn't have his third pool. Who raised you?
And why are you in Columbus on a visit? So anyway, no. So when we were there in Columbus, Ohio,
you're going to Bucknell. We're Michigan. Your dad's gonna swim.
Oh, okay. Decide that was part of the. That was really? Part of the. That not
I'm
the swimming
part.
And the attitude that the coach is gone. That was at Michigan. Now you got me on this other thing. That lacrosse coach is gone. He was a little bit of a douche. And what happened was he my son here. He is a freshman in high school, getting recruited everywhere, and he's got to call them and say, "Listen, I'm gonna." He said, you got to call these other schools that recruit you and respectfully pass and tell them you're committing somewhere else, you're verbally somewhere else. And my wife said the same thing, and he understood that. It's tough for a kid that age to do that. He did it. He did, but that's his responsibility. And a lot of his friends were in the same position. They did the same thing. And I could name coaches. I kind of just did with Michigan. Some of these coaches that act like not good guys to these kids when they...
And your son is legitimately a kid at 14 or 15.
He was 14.
Yeah.
He was a freshman in high school. He was a kid. And he was more mature 14-year-old, as mature as a 14-year-old can be, but he was. But this Michigan and two other schools were, like, not happy. Like, when you kind of said, well, we're not going to come and visit. We're going to commit somewhere else. I'm going to commit somewhere else. A lot of them were really, really awesome about it. You know, really cool about it, but man, they don't like hearing that, and it don't matter how old the kid is. But anyway, my point in bringing that up and before we go to break here is that, man, they would not, when you're in Columbus, Ohio, on campus at Ohio State, no one says the word Michigan, no one says the word Wolverines, they don't say it. They call it the school up north.
Right.
That's what they call it. It's hysterical. Like, they won't say it. They really won't say it. So anyway, so I just figured, that long-winded thing to tell you that sentence. And then you go, right. Anyway, do you take issue?
Well, then you get mad when I talk and it's time to break because then the show's off schedule.
Well, I'm a professional, you know what I mean? Do you take issue with Jim Harbaugh's comments? Was the timing of his comments strange?
Yes.
It's a question for the audience. 855-212-4227. You got a problem with the Wolverine head coach? And his comments, give a call to the show. All right, Taz with Andrew. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, well, it's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros and submit your question. By listening later in the show, we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer care, customer service, I should say, at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So we'll continue with talking about Jim Harbaugh from University of Michigan, the head coach there, about his comments that he made on the former head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Urban Meyer. But first, we have our latest sports update. Look who just walked in, Mr. Fitness himself, Darren the Zookster Zook. What's going on, Big Hoss?
Mr. Fitness, all right. Lots to live up to here. I'll try.
Well, around these parts here, you look like you're Charles Atlas. Charles Atlas? That's old school.
Going way back. Yeah.
Way back. That's
absolutely.
I was a little kid. But
it's all where you are at the moment.
I mean, you're around a bunch of, no disrespect to anybody who works in the company on his floor. Yeah. Sloth.
None taken.
You know, so.
Not even listening. Whatever. You guys flex all you want. Congrats. You have
Thank
muscles.
You.
What's inside right, yeah, the person that counts?
I agree, Mike.
You know,
I agree.
Don't believe that. A lot of people say that. Yeah,
you can't see my best that. Muscle, my
what
heart.
What's going on with my headset here? I'm having a little issue. I don't believe that. You know, if I can't hear well, this is gonna be a problem on the show.
You
know,
but can I get you Pete's?
I can. No,
he's not using him today.
No, yeah, he's actually using his at JFK Airport right now. Those giant headphones he uses. Anyway, yeah, I don't believe that whole thing. Like, what's inside that matters? No, I kind of judge people from the outside. Yeah, that's kind of right. My thing.
I'm Let's very superficial.
It's kind of my thing. You know what
if
I mean?
You don't lift weights, also the soccer. Then you just say you play soccer because you can't. if you're then you're just a soccer star. That's good. All right, yes. This is. I'm just teasing. This report sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance protecting commercial vehicles and offering specialized coverages designed to protect your business. More at progressivecommercial.com. Ever since Tiger Woods won the Masters, it's been a steady decline. Tiger is on the course right now, playing his second round at the Open Championship at Royal Port Rush. He's at 6 over, needs a major run here if he's going to make the cut. That's projected at 1 over at the moment. And Rory McIlroy, the hometown hero, we had a lot of fun with him yesterday. He's at 8 over after that disastrous opening round.
Had a lot of fun with him. Had a lot of fun. You beat him up. You can't stand
it. I had a lot of fun. We enjoyed it.
I had a lot of fun watching you rip him. That's what I had fun.
Didn't that make you want to see the story unfold today with the golf now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
You had that ready to go. You see how much worse it gets for him. The leaders, J.B. Holmes in front at 8 under right now. He has a 2-shot advantage over Tyrell Hatton. Jordan Spieth making a charge. He's at 5 under. And Brooks Koepka lurking, as always, at 4 under. Just 4 shots behind the leader, Holmes.
The favorite going into this thing, Koepka?
Koepka was the favorite along with McIlroy.
Oh, wow.
Those are the two favorites, yeah. But Koepka, he's finished in the top 2 in 6 of the last 10 majors. Top two.
Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. Yeah. He's a great player.
To the diamond we go. Steven Strasburg, the first Nationals pitcher to have 5 RBIs, deliver 2 hits in 1 inning. One of those hits, a 420-foot home run. Nats beat the Braves 13-4. Strasburg modest after the game.
I don't really try and do too much out there. I mean, I just try and see some pitches, hopefully spit on some, you know, off speed, get the bunt down when I need to. That's it. So just try and keep it simple.
How awesome is that to have a guy, the level of pitcher he is on the hill, how nasty he is, and yet he goes in, what was he, 3 for 3, you're saying, with 2 singles and a big bombing home run. That's amazing.
And
really.
He scored from that. The inning he hit a home run, he already had a single in that inning. He scored from first base on a double, and him running from first to home, he looked like a baby deer who was learning how to use his legs.
He looked like an actual athlete.
No. He looked like a person who was physically falling apart.
Right.
Okay. On his way from first.
Yeah, I didn't see the game.
And then he steps up
it.
And hits a 400-whatever-foot home
Amazing.
Run.
Amazing. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And he tried to dance in the dugout, and they all made fun of him after, too. So. Always entertaining. Should have a dance-off here. Yeah. At the thing. We shouldn't. Red Sox ace Chris Sale won at Fenway for the first time in more than a year. Red Sox blanking the White Sox 5-0. And more testy exchanges from the diamond. The Yankees' Aaron Boone went on a profane rant at the during the front end of a doubleheader against the Rays. Toss for arguing a strike call against Brett Gardner. Seemed to lift the Yanks, though. They swept the Rays in the doubleheader, 6-2 first game, 5-1 in the back end. They now have an 8-game lead in the AL East. As for the Phillies, they were trying to make a statement and earn a split of their 4-game set with the Dodgers.
And the 0-2, bouncing ball, fair, pass first and down the line. The Phillies lead. Segura and Harper are both home, and Hoskins has put the Phils on top 7-5.
That is Scott Fransky, Phillies Radio Network. Hoskins the clutch hit. The Phillies beat the Dodgers 7-6. As for that testy exchange, closer Hector Neris, after surrendering a home run in the 9th, buckled down. He did get the final out, then turned to the Dodgers dugout, decided to curse them all out, and the Dodgers didn't like it. It'd be fun if the two teams played again this year, but they don't. That was the final meeting, unless they meet up in the postseason. And finally, in the NBA, who invented the claw? Claw with a K, as in Kawhi Leonard. Nike has filed a countersuit against Kawhi after Leonard had sued Nike last month. It's all over who came up with that claw logo. Nike
Wait,
saying,
can you spell it again? How do you spell
claw,
it?
Claw, like K for Kawhi. Claw, yeah. K-L-A-W.
Okay, so see, like in pro wrestling for years, the claw, look. See, if we had video, you could see my hand.
Right.
That right there has been a famous thing back in the day, like the claw hole. Guys put it on a guy's forehead. I mean, it's a funny hold. Yeah, and then so there's been a lot of wrestlers. When I hear claw, I mean, me being from the world I'm from, I think of someone palming someone's face and head and squeezing as hard as they can.
Well, watch. Vince McMahon will come out now and say that he invented that. It's his look.
Chance that could happen.
Yeah. Basically, there's a lot of rich folks arguing about who gets more money who designed that logo in the first place. Back to you guys.
All right, well, listen, Darren, look, the Zookster. You do like that, right?
I do like it, yeah. Let's go with it.
How about Zookie?
I'll patent that.
No, you're not feeling Zookie?
No, I don't like Zookie.
Getting Zookie with it.
No, you don't like Zookie?
That's why I don't like it.
You don't like Zookie? No.
It's like he's Cookie. It's like Cookie. Yeah.
How about we just call you Cookie?
No, you don't like that. It emasculates me.
I did it all for the Zookie.
I did it all
we
for
get
the Zookie.
Mike.
The Zookie. Lou Fred Durst action. Yeah.
I just said I didn't like it, and Mike goes, all right, it's Zookie. It is.
That's what happens. You know, you say you don't like the name. So Zookie, the Cookie, or we just call you Nookie. You said in Limp Bizkit, we just call you the Nookie. That's actually better than Zookie or Cookie. What do you think?
Yeah.
You don't want to be Lookie. That's something that maybe someone would say about, you know, someone that they are fond of looking at, you know. Hey, what a Lookie.
Yeah,
1940 wants their
Zookie is Lookie.
They're heckling back there.
Anything with IE, I'll pass.
So, Nookie, what are we going with here? Nookie, Zookie?
I think Zookster, right? I feel
like Costanza. Really wants the Zookster.
He wanted T-Bone. Yeah. George wanted T-Bone. He gets Coco the Monkey. That's
the T-Bone. I forgot about
that. The Costanza line. He goes, you can just call me T-Bone.
Yeah.
And no one wants to call him T-Bone.
No. I feel like nobody wants to call you Zookster.
No,
I kind of changed now because you like Zookster so much, I kind of want to go Left Hand Jones. So I'm thinking Nookie or Zookie.
All right.
Anybody called you the Zookster before?
The Zookster, no. I've heard Zookie, and I don't like it, yeah.
You don't like Zookster?
No.
See,
Zookster I like.
You understand, from like in the pro wrestling world, when someone gets deemed a nickname or they might be called something and they don't like it, then it sticks. Just like it's like high school. Pro wrestling basically is high school with money. That's what it basically is. So that's kind of what it is.
That sounds good. Bogish can decide later.
No. I can tell you this right now. Yeah. Bogish makes no decisions here.
Not whatsoever.
No. We'll call you Zookster. No problem. I don't want you to be upset. And you know, so you're crying a little bit.
Get over it.
I am.
Quit crying.
You know, so just okay. You're the Zookster. It's no problem.
Thanks,
I don't want you to ruin your weekend.
T-Bone it is.
T-Bone. There he is with his latest update, T-Bone.
But Z-Bone.
Z-Bone.
Oh, Z-Bone. Okay.
Does that have to be dumped?
All right.
No, anyway. I'm joking. Z-Bone's not bad.
Maybe.
You like Z-Bone?
Z-Bone's not bad. It's a little forced.
You like Z-Bone?
It's okay.
You like burritos?
No.
Anyway, so we'll work on this later on, all right?
Okay. Thanks, yes.
Don't worry, we got 2.5 hours left. We'll figure this out.
This will be the threat
of the show.
Cancel
the undercard. We're going to finish with the show with Darwin's nickname reveal.
Zookster is leaving the studio.
Perfect.
Shut your mic, please. Okay, anyway, so.
He's doing a deep knee bend on the way out, too.
He's training at all times. So as we continue with the Jim Harbaugh conversation here from University of Michigan head coach, let's take another listen here to, as far as the expectations that have not been reached by Michigan's program and the football program with Jim Harbaugh at the helm.
All you can be judged on is your record, you know, what your record is overall, what your record is within your conference, and what your record is head-to-head matchups with the other teams that you play. And right now, Ohio State is the only team that has a better record than us, has a better conference record than us, and has the better head-to-head matchup with us.
Well, you know, he has to make some changes this year. He has an opportunity, like I was saying earlier in our first segment here, Andrew. I do think he has an opportunity with his program this year to finally get that victory over the Buckeyes, to be a top the top team in the Big Ten. I think he has a chance to do it. Shea Patterson, he's on the watch list right now for the Maxwell Award. He's a really good quarterback. He's not a young kid. He's a senior. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying they have a chance here to make some noise while you're catching Ohio State kind of in that transition period.
Yeah, I mean, and they better.
Yeah.
Because he's not new there anymore.
No,
and now,
he's not.
And he's not, you know, he's not playing with the previous regime's players anymore. This is year 5, right, or year 6. I mean, they're in full Harbaugh mode now. The whole system's in place. It's a full roster of his guys. And Ohio State, you went through in the first segment, they're hitting the reset button again at a lot of key positions.
Right.
Now, it is Ohio State, and they're obviously great recruits, and the reason why they're Ohio State is because they've got talent upon talent on top of talent. So they're going to fill in most of those gaps and for the most part be fine. But, you know, it's about time that Michigan, A, beats them, and B, gets itself fully in the conversation for a right. semifinal spot. That's why Coach Harbaugh is there. That's why they wanted him. That's why they give him all that money and all that leeway, all that cachet. And that's why their commissioner started off media day yesterday by begging the committee to look at all the things that make the Big Ten better, because the Big Ten has to really fight for one of those four right. spots. And Michigan's got to lead that fight this year for right. the sake of Coach Harbaugh.
And defensively, they got some work to do too, Michigan. They have a hell of a defensive coordinator, a guy that could eventually leave there and be a head coach somewhere in Don Brown. So defensively, I think they've been pretty good, the Wolverines. But we shall see. All right, we're going to break here. Other side of the break, the NFL is coming. We talk some NFL football on the other side of the break here. Taz and Andrew Bogus, give the show a call if you like, 855-212-4227. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio, toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So, threw the question out there, AB. We're talking about what is the... What division in the NFL? What are you most forward to? You know, what do you want to watch most? Like, as far as the four teams in each of these conferences, you know, from the AFC North, AFC East, AFC South, AFC West, and NFC. And same, you know. So what are you looking forward to most? I'll ask you first, and I'll give you mine. And people who want to call. And again, what we're going to do here was just like, let's just say hypothetically, it's like, all right, I'm looking forward to the NFC North, and it's those four teams: Detroit, Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, blah blah blah, that type thing. 855-212-4227. Which conference are you looking forward to the most? Which division, I should say?
Yeah, and doesn't need to be like, because there are four really good teams. You might like their color schemes. You might like the food in the four cities. It can be any kind of randomness that you're looking forward to.
I like the food concept. Right? I'm a little hungry. Yeah.
I can go first?
Yeah, of course you can.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So the one I want to see the most is the AFC West. We got Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I'm sweating. I thought you were going to say what I was going to say. We got to continue.
We got the Chargers, who I think are primed to once again pull me in. I am a Chargers sucker. If I was ever to...
Really?
And I would never leave the Giants. But Team B in the bogus pantheon of NFL teams are the San Diego / L.A. Superchargers.
Now, let me interrupt you.
Please, come on in.
So this is what happens here. So if you're new to listening to Taz and the Moose, so see, when myself and Mark Malusis, the Moose.
Mark Malusis.
When we first started doing this show, when we first started doing this show 2 years ago, well, he would say 19 months and 6 days and 3 hours.
Right.
I'll just say 2 years ago.
Do we have a show count, by the way? Because you have a podcast count. Have you had Mike count how many shows?
Well, you got to just go look at the podcast episodes, I guess, and that's all the shows. Does your team label the number of episodes?
You know what? We believe that's that every no. episode
that's
is,
no.
is equal
that?
To each other.
Episode
no.
one.
Not that, it's not yeah. important
yeah. That
to
means
la-
that's
put,
a no.
We don't like putting labels on things. We're all about being equal with our numbers.
Oh my God.
Right. Everyone has a title, though, right?
That was quick. That was pretty good, Mike.
Yeah, it's not about the number 7, number 12. They're all great. So in my mind, it doesn't
matter.
They're
right
all
there.
Number one.
In this day and age, you can tell he's obviously BSing, but in this day and age, when someone uses the word labels, everyone backs off. Like, oh, no, I don't want to label anyone. So that's when he says that. Now we got to back off.
Yeah.
I got to back off. The episode should be labeled, okay?
Not ranked.
Right.
Labeled.
Labeled. It should say episode 260. Too late now. Tell your team it's too late. Your post-production team, it's too late to label them now. Because we got to be in a couple hundred episodes of the Taz and
Musa. Yeah. Over 19 months.
It's 512.
That's not true.
That's not true at all, no. The Taz Show,
look
side note.
Smugly eating like peanuts back there,
it's
too.
Popcorn.
Oh,
I'm not
no.
eating peanuts.
He's having a great week, this guy. He's Comfy Jones. He's happy. He's got Basketball Drive starts next week, his podcast.
And no pizza.
That covers delivering food and basketball. No pizza here. Others are gone. And so he's happy. And
is that okay?
Yeah,
all right, fun. To be happy.
It's okay, bro.
We make. And like, oh, you know what? He's happy. God forbid a producer in a radio show is happy. Let's make sure he's unhappy, miserable, and give him blank all day, all year.
Oh my
because
God.
That's the theme around here.
Inside voices coming out.
Wow.
All righty, Mike. Mike usually, he's coming to work, usually he tries to have a positive, a PMA as they call it, positive mental attitude. Usually whistles coming into the office. He's
and always, then he gets here.
And then he gets here. He whistles till he hits those glass doors. Yeah. You know, he's like, hey.
Comes in his flip flops. Like, yeah. Oh, it's Friday.
And then he runs into Taz and the Moose. Right. And he becomes Mikey B. So that's what happens.
Yeah, he asks Pete for one cut and Pete gives him the middle finger and then down. Away it goes.
I just want half a cut, Bilotti. Just
why
get
do you
half
need
of the sound
bites? Come on. One's good enough.
All right, anyway.
Where were we? Oh, the AFC West.
We're talking about the AFC West. So, I was just saying, to people that are new to Taz and the Moose to this show, so Andrew, you and Moose had given me a hard time 2 years ago, and I let people know a couple years back, I left the New York Jets. I was a huge New York Jet fan since I was a little kid, since birth. And I just couldn't take the mishaps and the misery and the horror show that the front office of the Jets and the Mark Sanchez and even before that, years before that, the Chad Pennington's, the Richard Todd's of the world. I'm dating myself here, but you get my point. And then I went to the Buffalo Bills, which was obviously a great move. So
I mean, did you think about that at all? Have we ever explored that choice? Like, we mock you for making it.
I know.
But you're like, I need
good
a
point.
Reprieve
yeah, I know.
From the crap Jets. Who should I like? Oh, yeah, the Bills, because that's better.
Well, here was my theory, and I'm a proud Bills fan. I'm a proud member of the Bills Mafia.
You're actually wearing a Bills hat today.
We ever got the answer to this. I'm actually really
Real quick, the answer on it is that I went with the easy-peasy deal of, and I did say easy-peasy, the easy-peasy deal of I'm a New York guy, and I'm going to root for the only real New York team, which is the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
So some of you
people. So you're
people,
my dad.
So some of you people, okay, that maybe live on the West Coast or out or the Midwest or what have you, you're like, oh, wait a minute. What's he talking about? New York Jets. No, they're not from New York. They play in New Jersey. They practice in New Jersey. New Jersey's a different state than New York. I'm not a Jersey guy. I'm a New York guy. The Buffalo Bills, yeah, okay. Some would say Buffalo's more or less Canada, which they'd be right. But, yeah, so they play up there in Buffalo. So, but they technically are in New York State, the Buffalo Bills. They're the only NFL team, and that's my team. And then I've loved them for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years, whatever the hell it's been.
It's going so well.
It is going well. Yeah, but now, so it's interesting because you ripped me and mocked me because you're a diehard Giant fan like your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is like this new thing I just heard from you about the San Diego Superchargers.
I'm a complete Chargers mark. Every year, this is the year. They're not going to fall apart. They're going to be amazing. And here we go again. I think that the Chiefs-Chargers race to me in the AFC West is the most the battle atop a division I'm most looking forward to. The NFC South is crowded. The NFC East has teams that are not elite teams, but you know the Cowboys and the Eagles should have a pretty good fight to figure that out. But Chargers Chiefs to me is where it's at this year. Then you mix in I want to see Joe Flacco in Denver. I don't think Joe Flacco is done.
Joe Flacco doesn't think he's done.
Yeah, well, that's helpful.
Taz thinks Flacco's done.
Right, that's fine. You can be a doubter.
Moose doesn't think so. I'll speak for him.
And then we've got the Raiders, and that's
must-see TV.
There's the drama. Yeah, so give me the AFC West.
All right, you know what? I like your pick as far as the conference you like, AFC West. I'm going to go AFC East. I'm going to go with the AFC East. Not just because I'm a Bills fan, but...
Because you're a Bills fan.
No. Okay, aside. No, it's not. That's not the reason. The reason is... to me, it's interesting what's going on with the whole quarterback situation there because you have three young guys in their second year as quarterbacks with obviously Rosen with the Bills, Sam Bradford Bradford. I'm going to do Sam Bradford. Did you see what I just said? I called Sam Bradford with the Jets.
Yeah, sounds like you love the AFC.
I don't know why I had Sam Bradford in my head. Why that just happened? Sam Donald in my head. That's what I should have said, but from the Jets. And Rosen, now with the Dolphins. Right?
Throwing to Mark Clayton and Mark Duper.
Yeah, super duper. And then you have the veteran in, obviously, Tom Brady, the legend, the future Hall of Famer and all that jazz, first ballot Hall of Famer. So to me, it's like that interesting dynamic of, you know, it's always been the Patriots' confidence. They've dominated the division. They've dominated it forever, the AFC East, forever. And you still got Brady just at the helm doing his thing and playing great. And now, you know, you got these three young quarterbacks, one with the Bills, one with the Jets, and one with the Miami Dolphins. It's going to be interesting to see what Rosen does with those Dolphins. By the way, let's see closely.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We bring the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen.
We're in the air, we're on the ground,
we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking to the Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one.
Well, they might not be number one.
Dolphins.
I don't know if they're going to be number one, but
yeah, we'll see. Maybe number three.
Yeah, right.
Four, if we're lucky.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, it's probably the Patriots division again.
Go Pats!
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. You know what I mean? I hope not. Obviously, I hope my Bills take it. But to me, I feel like that conference, because of the quarterback dynamic, is there. I mean, if you... I mean, I love your breakdown of the AFC West. I do think you're onto a lot of stuff there with some of those with the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Rams. So that should be interesting too. I mean, it's funny we both picked the AFC teams.
Yeah, and what's even funnier is the AFC East is the division I'm least looking forward to
watching this year because
of what you just said. I really want to like the Jets.
Yeah.
I think I even said yesterday, who are we comparing? Oh, Darnold and Baker Mayfield.
Darnold, not Bradford.
Right?
Darnold.
No, Darnold in bench cut started. And I think I said that the Jets just might be better top to bottom than the Browns. I'm probably going to be wrong on that record-wise. But I want to believe in this Jets team. Their head coach and his eyes scare me a little bit. The staff addition scare me.
Adam Gase Jones.
Yeah, he's the front wacky. Office scares me. But I love Darnold. I think Lev Bell is going to be still an elite offensive player.
I agree with that.
Good additions on defense. I want to believe in the Jets, but the last almost two full decades tell us that all three of those other teams, the Jets, the Bills, and those Dolphins, are going to let us down, and the Patriots will win it again and win it, you know, going away in early December. So the AFC East is out until one of those teams gets in and makes the Patriots actually sweat this thing out.
We will go to Mikey B in a second here and Billy behind the glass to get their thoughts on what division they're looking forward to, which four teams, you know, they're looking forward to. You people out there can call the show and tell us, are you down? You want to see the AFC South, the NFC East, the NFC South? What do you want to see? What division are you looking forward to the most? 855-212-4227. Mikey B, the floor is yours.
I'm all about this AFC North. I know yesterday I mentioned Baker Mayfield a lot. I'm really intrigued to
see. Which we found out yesterday, you are not happy with him.
Not happy at all. No, yeah. not
because the comments
not about
made towards
comments.
Giant fans. Yeah, right.
I mean,
I
should be above it, and I should understand what he's doing, and I fell for it. And hook, line, and sinker, it got
That's
me.
Okay. But it's a mock move by you.
But
you
looking,
are a mock.
I'm all looking right. forward to seeing if the Browns can pull this off and how good they really are. And the divisional rivals there make this the most exciting for me. Like, I'm ready to see the Steelers and the Ravens just beat up on the Browns. I understand the Bengals are the Bengals, but outside of that, I think that division's wide open. I'm looking forward to what we actually see from Odell and Baker Mayfield together.
Okay, cool. Okay, Billy, what do you got, kid?
Am I allowed to pick the same division as one of you two?
I mean, you should if you agree with one of us. It should be Taz.
That's a good point. But does anybody care then about the NFC? But go ahead, Bill.
I was gonna go with the AFC East. Just solely because of Sam Darnold. Like, I'm so interested in the Jets and that whole situation.
Okay.
So,
are you a Jet fan or a Giant fan?
No, I am a Jet fan.
Okay, okay.
So that's what I wanted to go with.
Way to be.
I got it. No problem. You got to understand, it's tough on this show here. Billy, it's tough here. This is a tough room.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. Most update people, they can't survive when they come in. Board operators that fill in for Pete. Obviously, Andrew is not just a survivor. He flourishes on the show. So as an update anchor, it's difficult. We've seen this.
It takes a while to get that thick skin.
Yeah, sometimes. We haven't seen your friend Heller in a long time. Tobias
No, he's
Heller.
Actually completely across the country right now,
like,
because
disappeared.
He knew there were
Remember
openings.
Heller?
He's like, I got to get out of here. Can't be
Heller.
Here. In case they ask, I got to be as far away as possible.
All right, listen, which NFL division teams are you most excited about or intrigued about to watch in 2019? 855-212-4227. Taz and Andrew, be right back.
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.